Thank you for staying tuned to Press TV. Britain says it's planning to blacklist the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah as a terrorist group. British Home Secretary Sajid Javid says that Hezbollah plays a destabilizing role in the Middle East. The decision has to be put to vote in the UK's parliament. Israel has welcomed the decision, with an Israeli minister calling on the European Union to follow suit. Hezbollah is politically active in the Lebanese parliament and has three ministers in Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri's cabinet. The group has also been very active in the fight against terrorism by helping the Iraqi and Syrian governments defeat terror groups, including Daesh. Now, from Belgium, let's bring in Bresh Junkers, who is a historian and a journalist with us. Good to have you with us, Bresh. This part of it is really interesting, isn't it? It says that Hezbollah plays a destabilizing role in the Middle East. That's what British Home Secretary has said, as if the UK is not playing any role in the war on Yemen and elsewhere by selling arms to militants.
Yes, exactly. It's very clear that this excuse that the British government uses is absolutely ludicrous. This is basically, I would say, it's like a projection of their own guilt and their own role that they play in the Middle East, because the United Kingdom has played for the past 100 years, actually, a very much destabilizing role in the Middle East. And we cannot forget, indeed, as you mentioned, that the United Kingdom is one of the biggest suppliers of weapons and military technology and intelligence to Saudi Arabia, which is one of the biggest supporters of terrorism in the region, and which is engaging in genocide against the people of Yemen. So when you see the British government stating that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, or an organization that engages in destabilization, what they really mean is that Hezbollah has been a thorn in their side for defeating the British-backed terrorist organizations, or at least the Saudi-backed terrorist organizations in the region, mainly, of course, Al-Qaeda and Daesh. It was definitely the hope of the regime in London ever since 2012 that Al-Qaeda, Daesh, and other terrorist organizations like the Free Syrian Army would destroy the Syrian Arab Republic and would basically destroy any prospects of a truly independent Iraq to grow strong again. And now, when Hezbollah has played an integral part in supporting the Republic of Iraq, supporting the Syrian Arab Republic, and supporting the Islamic Republic of Iran in defeating these terrorist movements, of course, for the United Kingdom, this is seen as unacceptable for the plans that they have in the Middle East in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, appreciate your comments. Bresh Junkers, historian and journalist, joining us from Belgium.